DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops at DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
A decision is due next month on plans to convert the property, which is known as the setting for James Joyce's The Dead, into 10 apartments. And Roisin Murphy, architect, conservationist and lecturer in Griffith College, joins us now. Roisin, I've heard about this happening on and off over a number of years, that this was going ahead, but the decision is imminent. What's your view on this?
Fairly predictably, I feel as though it shouldn't go ahead, but I don't particularly blame the developers. I don't particularly blame Dublin City Council. I think this should have been compulsive, purchased years ago for the state, for the enjoyment of Irish citizens. Like, it's a very unique city in that we have a kind of a city that's described in literature, like from James Joyce's Ulysses to this kind of really iconic building, The Dead, which was one of the first most profound books involving a building. And we have one still intact. We have the James Joyce Bridge that leads over to it. And yet there it lies, completely abandoned by state.
Yeah.
Isn't that
the key? Because you can't necessarily ask a private citizen or citizens or a private company it's all very well to be philanthropic or altruistic, but you can't actually mandate them to be or expect them to be, that if they own a property that has cultural significance, that they won't do anything with it other than protect its cultural significance. I mean, that would be unfair. What would need to happen, as you say, is the state would purchase such a place and renovate it back to what it should be.
100%. And they CPO all the time, just in case people think I'm suggesting this in the kind of blanket compulsive purchase order. But they do it all the time for roads and all sorts of things. But this is a really significantly important cultural building in Dublin and for the state. It's not an insignificant fact that, like, Irish literature is one, like, we were at a book club recently, and this was apparently mentioned in The Guardian, that literally in Ireland, you could just continue reading national authors. You know, we just produce and read like it's a national sport. That this is really important. People come over here to visit, to look for James Joyce's physical built heritage. Very few, you know, travelling kind of literature enthusiasts literally look for the buildings. But that's what we have with James Joyce. And we don't really capture that enough economically for the state. You'll find wandering tourists. Like, we have a great James Joyce Centre on the North Great George Street, and it brings an awful lot of tourists up there. But at the same extent, this building is lying like some sort of love-lost child. It's so sad. And the building...
And I'm fully on board with you, Roisin, on this. Yeah. But we do see this happening all over town, apart from this, because you see plaques on buildings saying, Oscar Wilde lived here. Or you see a plaque saying somebody else who, I don't know who all of them are, but lived there. But those buildings are now in use as architects firms or as accounting firms or
they're not the building. They're often the place the author was born. This is different. This is like having, you know, Yeats's or Yellow Daffodils permanently on show. This building was one of those representations of an idea, which was a new thought. Like, you mean, okay, I love architecture. That's why the conservation thing here is really arguable, because you're kind of going, and I've talked
the living city versus cultural.
Tangible culture. It's beyond the building. It's the actual building itself. It represents a novel, an idea of a book.
So the building itself,
that's why it's so important,
could be a museum in its own right, is what we're saying, a bit like Henrietta Street or something. But can I ask you a last thing? Because people will argue this. In a time of a housing crisis, turning buildings that lie empty into habitable spaces for people to live in them, to provide homes for people, that trumps everything else. What do you say to that?
Right. I will say this to you. If you examine those drawings, the amount of energy and effort gone to try and convert these into habitable spaces almost strips the architecture of any integrity. We're far too heavy-handed with trying to get people living in buildings in the city and living over the shop. That's an argument I've had before, but that is not sufficient in this case. This is like saying everybody should live in in Paddy's Cathedral or wherever it is. This is different. This is an actual cultural iconic building. It's like saying it can help solve the housing crisis. It's one of those arguments that's always used to defend something that's not right.
All right.
Do you know what I mean? It's like you can't parse housing into every planning decision, if you know what I mean.
I do. And I appreciate you coming on and talking to us. And thank you very much. That is Roisin Murphy there, architect, conservationist and lecturer at Griffith College in Dublin. Let us know what you think.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops a DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.